Kathleen Sinclair, and I'm here to challenge the hell out of aging. How you doing? And I was going to talk to you today about chronic complainers. Do you have a chronic complainer in your life? I have a few, and boy, do they suck the air out of the room when they come into it. And when I see their name pop up on my phone, I get a big hit of anxiety right in the gut, and a dark cloud appears over my head. They're a huge challenge for me, and I have had to figure out a few things just to deal with them. I had this friend, he was a friend, and I lived in Mexico for 3 years, and I would meet with this man, maybe once a month, maybe once every 3 weeks, and we would have coffee together, and I always had to kind of, steel myself, and we'd sit down, and he never even said hello. There was nothing but complaining for at least 20 minutes. And I learned just to sit there and listen. And then all of a sudden, Frank would just kind of relax, like all that got out of him. And we'd have this fabulous conversation. But it was like he just needed to dump on someone. So I don't know. I used to put up with it. But here's some tips. Do not try to convince a complainer that things are not as bad as they think, or that maybe they're overreacting. Mm-mm, that's a no-no. Validate their feelings and express sympathy, and then try to redirect the conversation if you can. And then definitely avoid offering advice or solutions. Mm-mm. So do you have any other ideas of how to deal with complainers? Let me know in the comments. And meanwhile, take care of yourself and avoid those kinds of people whenever you can. See you later. Ta-ta.